This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply. Casey Hovick is Executive Director of Umpqua Watersheds. It's Earth Day. Thanks for coming in.
Yes, great to be here. Happy Earth Day.
And talk about what Umpqua Watersheds has planned for this coming weekend, essentially being observed by a lot of people kind of as Earth Day weekend.
Yes, we're doing a weekend of service in celebration of Earth Day on Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, we're going to have a river cleanup. We're working with the wonderful folks at Solve Oregon. So if folks are interested, they can go to Solve Oregon, and they'll see the event in Roseburg, and they can sign up. And it's going to be between 10 and 2, and it's going to be a great day. We've got 10 locations that we're going to work on and divide people up in COVID-friendly family groups so that we can do the event. And then on Sunday, we're doing an eco-innovations challenge where we've got four people that have been selected to participate in doing something positive for the community. So actually, we've got two, one 9-year-old and one 10-year-old, and then two adults that are doing presentations for our group on something they can feel that is going to be positive for the community, eco-minded, positive event or activity. And so we'll judge them and award everyone a prize for participating in that event. And then on 6 at Sunday night, we'll do our monthly book club, Turning Over a New Leaf is what it's called, and they're going to be reading a book or talking about a book that's called Unbowed, about the Green Belt Movement in Kenya.
So for the river cleanup aspect of this, I mean, this has got a long history around the Umpqua Valley.
Yes, we've been doing it for about 20 years now at different times. We try to do several throughout the year. We usually have a big one at Martin Luther King Day of Service, but this year, because of COVID, we had to postpone it until April. So we're looking forward to having it and having a lot of people participate.
And there, I think, is extra concern about the waterways and the systems. I mean, after going through the fires last year, everything, you know, I've been up the North Umpqua recently again to take a look at that. A lot of people are hoping to see as quickly as possible a return to a lot of the things in that area. But even here in town with COVID, a lot of people have been going out and doing a lot more walking, it seems like.
Yes, it's a great activity to do, just walking along the river and near trails and cleaning up. And I've been pretty active and seen some really positive things out there where people are taking the time to clean up around the wonderful natural places in our county.
You know, I was noticing when I was out checking on a couple things this morning for news, you know, just the view that we have coming into downtown Roseburg. You know, you've got the hillsides on a couple directions and the mountains and the two bridges and all of that. And a lot of people who are from out of the area sometimes see some of the pictures we put up and are just amazed, you know, at the beauty of this area. But really, the focus of that is the river.
Absolutely. We are so fortunate to live in such a wonderful place with rivers and valleys and have community events. It's nice after over a year of COVID isolation to bring people together and to give people a sense of hope that they can do something positive for the community and get out there and enjoy nature in this wonderful, beautiful place that we live.
So for Umpqua Watersheds, how has the past year shifted how you do things?
Like most organizations, we've done a lot of online things, Zoom, Zoom, Zoom. We have our committee meetings, our board of directors meetings via Zoom, and have really made the most of it. We had our annual banquet via Zoom, different types of events. We've not had many big live events. We've had small hikes and that kind of thing, but remained really active in writing grants and getting out there, sending out our newsletters and our monthly emails to our friends and members.
So if people want to get involved in the weekend of service and the river cleanup in particular, you mentioned that's actually on the Solve website, but people can link to that off of your website, right?
Yes, you can go to umpquawatersheds.org. It'll be up there. Our poster will be up there. And we're actually using Solve Oregon to register. And like you said, the link is on there. It's real simple to do. It takes less than 5 minutes. So check it out.
And people take part in that. Is there a place where they come pick up supplies or whatever on Saturday?
Yes, Saturday we're going to meet at Stewart Park between 9 and 10. We're trying to get people to kind of come in actually between 10 and 11 on Saturday at Stewart Park.
All right, Casey Hovick from Umpqua Watersheds, thanks for coming in.
Great. Thanks for having me.
8:39 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.